So I am an Epic credential trainer, so I've been credentialed by Epic to do some training for today. And a little background about me, I come from the Detroit area. So I've got a little flag there, or a little pennant for the Old English D. I have an IT background. I started with IT software development company, so I've kind of seen this process through from start of a project to the end of a project. With Epic, I think it's a very intuitive system. And I think that you're gonna do just fine. At first, when we get started, it's gonna be difficult just like anything, but I'm speaking to some nurses that I've trained in the past. I feel like they couldn't live without it at this point, and I feel it is in a very intuitive system. So I got my start in Epic after working on IT projects and that kind of thing. And I started off in Detroit, so I'm also a photographer. I take pictures from my smartphone, so I enjoy that, a little bit about myself. I started off in Oakwood Hospital in Dearborn, where I taught ClinDoc for clinical documentation, and that's part of what we'll be covering today. And then I moved on to Yale in New Haven, Connecticut, where I taught Stork, so that's when I got my Stork experience. And then I moved on to Trinity Mother Francis, and that's just outside of Dallas in a town called Jackson. I worked on supporting a number of different applications for Go Live. You guys are going to be going live in January, and we're going to be here, trainers, to support you. I also worked at St. Luke's Episcopal Hospital, where I taught CPOE for computerized physician order entry. So I taught physicians as well. Okay, so let's get into a little bit about what we'll be covering today. Upon completion of this lesson, we should all understand the basics of the L&D Grease Board. So that's a tool you're going to be using to manage your patients. And we should also be able to locate our patients from within this grease board and the different areas in which they're located. And these are care areas. And we'll also be able to assign ourselves to a patient's treatment team. And we'll gain some understanding of the OB track board. We'll also work with sticky notes, where we'll be doing some documentation on a patient's chart, and we'll go through and get report and review the chart. So essentially these points are going to be covering kind of our start of shift. So that's going to be the concentration for today. So what questions do we have before we get started with the actual content? Okay. All right, great, thank you. So by this time, everybody should know how to get into Epic. You've all been through your overview of hyperspace and kind of how to log in, choose your department. We should get into the grease board here. This is our grease board. It's going to look overwhelming at first. There's going to be a lot of buttons and that kind of thing. But let's just talk about what you do at the start of your shift right now. So just to kind of visualize it, it helps, I think, in learning this to visualize your workflows, what you're doing right now, and then communicate and kind of visualize that within Epic. So I think that's beneficial. So what do you do when you start your shift? You probably get your assignments. Wonderful. Okay, so that's not going to change. Whoever gives you your assignment, your nursing manager, they're still going to do that. But now we're going to be assigning our patients to our treatment team. We'll get into that a little bit later. It's a way for us all to see who's working with who. So different doctors, different nurses on a treatment team. And then how do you manage your patients? I mean, you have patients in all these different areas from within the hospital. Do you have some sort of whiteboard? Okay, so you have a... That's going to change a little bit as far as we're going to have a digital equivalent of that projected where you can manage all your patients on a grease board instead of a whiteboard. There's a lot of benefits to that, and we'll get over into some of that in a little bit. All right, so this is our grease board. So just a little geography of the screen here. I'm going to use this one because it's a little closer to me. So we have our Epic button. That's going to stay standard. You're always going to see that as a constant within Epic. So that's a good thing to kind of look out for. Right directly under that, we have a workspace tab. These are all three different workspaces. We've got a little baby here with a grid behind it, a board. This is our grease board. This is where we are right now. And this is where we're always going to go when we log in. It's going to default here. So they call this a default home workspace. So here we are at the grease board. So these tabs tell us where we are. Right below that, we have a toolbar. And this is our grease board toolbar. It has a number of buttons here, which we're not going to go over now because we're just kind of learning about getting an overview of the grease board, but I assure you we'll get into these buttons later. But they take us through different workflows. Then directly below that, we have some rectangles here that are view buttons that are showing us what we're looking at. There's a My Patients now in the system. In my patients, you'll be able to see patients you sign yourself to. And we'll go over that in a second. We have, right now, we're in LDR and triage. And so this is showing us everybody in labor, delivery, recovery, and triage. It's kind of grouping all those different locations together. So basically, where you click here is showing you location. So we're able to kind of manage our patients. Now these are all sortable, these column headers up here. These are called column headers. We know we're sorted right now on the infant's column header right here. We can click, if everybody would click on name, we can sort by name. It's going to sort in ascending order. So click there on that column header where it says name and you can sort. So now we're going in ascending order. We know we're sorted again because of that triangle that's pointing up to the sky. And what else happened when we clicked on that? If you had highlighted, why don't you highlight your Melissa patient right now from your tent card? Everybody has their tent cards out? Okay, so when you highlight a patient, we see a report populates below. And right now we're on the pregnancy report. This is a little indented from these other reports here on this toolbar. This has a green check mark letting us know this is the default report. This is always going to come up for us. Okay, so we have a pregnancy report which is giving us, we're getting report kind of right now. It's the start of our shift. Let's pretend we met with our nursing manager. They said, you're going to be working with Melissa. You guys will be working with the Melissa on your tent card. And my Melissa today is Melissa Clovis. Okay, so I'm working with my Melissa patient. She kind of had to, our nursing manager had to go do something else. She just told us we're going to be working with this patient. She had to go. So we're kind of getting report right here without even opening the chart yet. We see a pregnancy report where we can see details. It starts off with some demographic information. We have a dating summary here that's telling us what the expected delivery date is. We have a history, etc. So feel free to scroll down. There's a scroll bar. Take a look at what this report has to offer. We're kind of getting this report without even opening the chart at this point.
I have a question.
Yes?
So there's such a little bit of view from the list to the report section. Is there any way I could change that to give me more view from my list?
That's a great question. The question is, can we make this a little bit bigger? You want to see more of your list at this point?
Oh,
okay. So yeah, we can do that. What we do is hover our mouse over between that Olivia that's green and our report here. You just kind of have to be pretty slow with hovering over this little line. When you do that, if you look at my screen, you should see an arrow pointing up and down. If everybody has that, you're going to click one time, you're going to left click. You can move this up or down, however, and in your case, you'd like to see more people. So you could move it down.
Okay.
This will give you more space
okay.
where you can see your patients. Great question.
Thank you.
Yep. So one thing that stands out here is colors. Colors are telling us information, and I'll address the colors right now. So the colors stand for different statuses from within L&D. Okay, so we have a legend here. Legend is always going to be consistent throughout Epic as well, and that defines the colors for us. Okay, green actually means delivered, and this magenta color means admitted, and this yellow color, it means assessed.
Can you click on that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So that legend will tell you those different statuses here. We also have an expected status for scheduled patients that might be here for C-sections or NSTs or inductions. Anytime they're scheduled, they'll appear in white. And we have an additional status, which is for newborns. So that's just going to be specific, that pinkish color to the newborn. The other colors are going to be for the mother. All right. No problem. So we'll click on the close button on the bottom right. Okay, so we also see columns here. These have been predefined for Presbyterian. These cannot be changed, but they allow us to see some information here at a quick glance. We can see who the attending physician is, what the G's and P's are, what the gestational age, cervical exam, etc. So we can kind of prioritize our day based on this information, based on looking at the colors, looking at the columns, and what are we going to do? What's our priority? And in some cases, depending on what your role is, you can kind of plan for what's coming at you based on the status. So if you're, you see somebody that's just been delivered, you're in postpartum, you can probably expect that they're coming your way very soon. So it's a good way to prioritize your day as well. Okay,
yeah,
so,
as a postpartum nurse, will I have access to the resource?
My hunch is yes, you would, but I don't know what Presbyterian, my experience is from other hospitals, they've had access to it, to view it, kind of plan. Don't use it as exclusively as an L&D nurse, but I'll make sure to parking lot that,
okay.
And we'll get, we'll make sure to follow up with you, the appropriate people. Yeah, postpartum nurses, are they going to be seeing the grease board? Okay, great question.
We just want to clarify that. Sorry,
I just wanted to know if we
no problem. Yeah. Yeah, like questions are very welcomed in this environment. Okay, now let's pretend, the nurse manager already told us we're working with our Melissa patients, so let's assign ourselves to Melissa's treatment team, like I was saying. So do that. We can make sure our Melissa from your 10 card is highlighted. Okay, that's the first step. Second step, we're going to right-click over our Melissa patient. So use your right clicker on the mouse, and you should be prompted with a pop-up here. The first option is assign me. That's the one we're going to want. And we'll assign ourselves to working on Melissa's treatment team. So I'm going to left-click. If you all could left-click on assign me, my screen's a little frozen, so we're going to have to wait for it. I'm not sure if you're experiencing, but the training environment has its share of glitches. We are reconnecting to Citrix right now. Okay, so I'm going to, again, right-click. Well, it looked like it took it. So we right-clicked and we assigned ourselves to the treatment team. So now we have a functionality from within this grease board, this tab right here, this rectangular button at the far left here I'm pointing to. Click on my patients and you'll see that you are assigned to that patient. That is a very easy way to see your assignments. There's another way. You can go on to the furthest to the right button now. If you click on OB trackboard, one of these view buttons here, click on OB trackboard. This will also show us RN on the RN column. My name today is Nine Carmen. You'll see your name and who you're assigned to on your hyperspace title bar. We'll always tell you who you are, where you are. So you make sure you're not charting on somebody else's name. Okay, so that's important. So we can see here that we're assigned to the patient. Okay, now OB track board has some pretty much the same information here as far as the columns, what we're monitoring, but we have a patient initials column here instead of the patient's full name. The reason for that is because this track board is going to be essentially like this, a screen in your unit where you can just kind of look at it and it will take the place of your whiteboard. So they're going to be, that's why the patient's initials are there. For HIPAA, we're not going to be advertising all that information, okay? So what questions do we have before we get into the patient's chart?
Well,